corazón se queda aquí. Queda aquí. Esta es mi historia.
Welcome to the Chronicles of Dallas Barrios podcast. This podcast is hosted by the Emergent Historians. We are part of the Dallas Mexican American Historical League, also known as DEMAL for short. DEMAL, funded in 2008, is a nonprofit focused on researching, collecting, documenting, and preserving Mexican American history in Dallas, Texas. On this season, we will share the lived experiences of BIPOC, meaning Black, Indigenous, and People of Color business owners who have been affected by COVID-19 in Dallas, and we will also hear how they are navigating these times. Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoy. Please like, subscribe, and share. My name is Jennifer Angel, and today we have Bridget.
Well, thank you so much, Bridget, for joining us today. We're super excited for you to join us on this podcast. We're eager to hear more about all the wonderful things you've done and really get to know who you are. But just to get things started, do you mind telling us a bit about yourself, including how you identify as?
My name is Bridget Lavastida Reyes. My pronouns are she and her. I'm a wife. I'm a sister. I'm an ally. Really, I feel like my identity is kind of built on how I express myself to others and how I love others. And so I feel like a big part of that is just making sure that I stay myself most of the time. So I feel like I'm very, you know, I can be very bubbly or conversational. And so I feel like that's kind of me in a nutshell, where no matter who you are, like, I want to talk to you. I want to know your story. So just as much as I love to talk, I love to listen. So, yeah.
Now, before we talk about all the amazing art you've created, let's just back up a little bit. Where did you grow up? And has that influenced the person you are today in any type of way?
You know, it's funny because as I reflect on that, you know, I was born and raised in Oak Cliff, Texas. I love where I'm from. I love Dallas. But whenever I left to university when I was like 18 years old, I went to UT in Austin. And so it was the biggest culture shock when I got to college, and it was like, okay, I have this freedom and my mom's not telling me when are you coming home? And I have to like know what to feed myself. So it was crazy. So when I would come visit and come home, you know, Dallas almost felt so small, even though it's actually bigger than Austin. And it just started feeling more like my home away from home, where I was making Austin my home. And then once I got married and I moved back to Dallas, it was crazy because I got here and I was like, no, I want to build a community here. Like, I want you to see, hey, come to Dallas. This is what I'm doing. This is what other people are doing, and, you know, make Dallas really beautiful. And so, yeah, I definitely feel like it's affected how I see myself, because it's like, no, this is where I'm from, and this is why you should come here too, and this is why you should see this. And so, yeah, definitely putting a lot more effort in making the community, you know, a better place.
That's wonderful, right? Mm-hmm. Because sometimes people say, oh, well, you made it out, but, you know,
exactly.
You hear that, right?
Yes.
Growing up from also Oak Cliff, and it's like, wait a minute, but why do we have to run away?
What do you mean you made it out the hood? Like, no, I'm back and I'm here to make it better. Yes, so
exactly. Because I think sometimes the opposite could happen too, is that some folks may not want to leave.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, if I'm being honest though, it kind of took me a while to get to this point where I'm like, no, I like where I'm from and I want to stay here and I want to make it beautiful. Because after I graduated from UT in 2016, I stayed in Austin. I got my job there. I stayed there for about 3 years after, or maybe 2.5. And, you know, when I came back, it was crazy because I was just like, wow, like Dallas, my family is 15 minutes away. You know, I have all these family. I was like, who did I have in Austin? Like, what was I trying to prove out there, you know? So then I just started thinking, I was like, maybe I was just trying to prove it to myself that I'm like, oh yeah, I can live on my own and I can do this. But it's like, no, I want to do this for others now, you know? So it's just, it's been kind of a reflective, yeah, period for me, really.
I personally know all the wonderful art that you've created because we both went to the same high school.
Yeah.
I remember
yeah.
how you were, even when you would do doodles.
I know.
Wow. That looks
not so paying cute. Attention in class. And no, I'm just kidding.
Wow. Like, my doodles look nothing like that. And so for others, you know, who are new to the work, your artwork that you created and you have produced, how long have you been making art and what type of forms of art have you created?
I've honestly, since I could pick up a crayon, I was doing art. And I know that sounds cheesy or cliche, and so be it, but it really started off that way where it was funny because my dad would teach me how to write my name. And I would hold my crayon with my left hand. He's like, no, it's that, you know, like, and I was like, I can't do it, Dad. Like, I don't know what you want me to say, like, you know. And so after a while, my parents realized I was left-handed, you know. And then once I got my hands on crayons, like, I was drawing these, you know, little stick figures. They're like, hey, these are kind of good, you know, for somebody that's like 4 years old. And so then actually when I got to like first grade, it's when I started realizing like, oh, it's kind of a talent, where I got invited by the art teacher at our school. And I wish I could find him. His name's Mr. Sanchez from Nancy Jane Conklin. So I don't know if anybody could find him for me. But he invited me to go to his art class, but it was only for fourth through sixth graders because he thought I had this, you know, pretty, you know, impressive talent. And so at the time, I didn't really realize that. And so when I went home to my mom and I told her, like, hey, I get to stay after school Tuesdays and Thursdays, and like, it's, you know, for older kids. And she was like, okay, you know, and we did it. And we got there, and I remember this is when it really hit me that I really wanted to like do art, and again, very young. And so he was like, draw your favorite place. And so I was like, oh, okay. And so I started drawing my favorite place. Girl, I drew the circus. I had never even been to the circus. I was like, maybe my six-year-old mind wanted to go to the circus, but whatever. And so he saw it and he really liked it. So he pitched it to make it a mural in our elementary school.
Wow.
Yeah. And so instead of going to Pete, I was six.
Okay.
And then it dragged on until like I was seven, because it was like, it was kind of like the end of that school year. So then that summer, yeah, it was like second grade at that time. But yeah, so instead of going to PE, I would go and help him with the mural, which probably explains my athletic ability being, you know, subpar. But anyways, so yeah, and it was like the first time that I got to see my art on a big wall, and my parents were so proud, and they're like, oh my God, you know, this is that. And so I took off from there, and yeah, so I could say I did it my whole life. And then of course college comes around and it kind of like stopped at that point just because other things took priority. But yeah, so my whole life really.
Wow. Have you gone back? Is it still there?
You know what? I was telling my husband, I was like, I need to call them and tell them, like, hey, I kind of did another mural. Like, I promise you my skills got better than this.
Right.
But thank you. No, I haven't.
Wow.
Yeah.
Definitely. If you could find that out, I think that would be so cool. And what a amazing how life, you know, brings things to a full circle.
Full circle, exactly.
And we'll talk about the other cool mural you just did. Hanging on murals.
Stay tuned.
That, you know, that makes me also wonder too, mm-hmm. you know, being artistic, like that's, like you said, it's a talent, right? And obviously you polish and you get better. Does that run in your family? Like, do you have family members who are good with art too?
So again, my dad, when he first got to the United States, he came from Mexico. He was an artist and he was amazing. And I remember even as a kid, I was like, how does he do this? And he actually, when he realized that like I like to paint, and that was my choice of medium, painting, he was all like, oh, we should watch Bob Ross. And so he's the one that introduced me to those shows. Yes. And I was like, oh my God, I was in love with that idea of like just being a painter and, you know, all this stuff. And then, yeah, so he did more landscapes and real life. I'm more like abstract. I can do watercolors, acrylics, and, you know, very, I guess, if you will, Mexican abstract art too. So yeah, he was really realism. I mean, he could draw a tree and it looks like a freaking tree. And so, yeah. And yeah, so definitely I will say it runs in the family, but he definitely has a different, you know, I guess brand, if you will, but yeah.
Wow,
so it's definitely been my father.
Yeah, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a great talent.
Yeah. And, you know, and it's funny because like I didn't think it was like anything like, you know, like an actual tongue. Cause I'm like, well, anybody can, if you really, like, I still believe that if you want to do it, you can do it. You know, it's just a matter of patience at this point, you know? Cause even then I still struggle where I'm like, this kind of sucks, but it's like, no, you just gotta get better, honey. Like,
yeah, so. That's encouraging because I lack patience because I don't have the skills. So
it's really a matter of patience.
You know, when you mix the wrong colors and then it's fully brown, dark color, you're like, man, I was trying to go for purple. And like,
and then you're balling it up and you're just like,
I know. I'm like, I missed all this money. Oh my gosh. Well, I will say this, like, it's amazing that, like, the art that you create, like I said, and
thank you.
Just appalled about the fact you were already working on murals when you were a little kid.
I know, no, and it's funny because, like, it didn't even occur to me until we were looking through old pictures, and then my brother had sent me a picture of, like, my mural, and I was like, I sure did do that. I was like, holy crap, I totally forgot about it. And then there's this, there used to be a picture of me in sixth grade next to it as the artist, you know, and, you know, my front teeth are missing and I have the little choker necklace because I thought it was so cool and like my little bangs, you know, and I was just like, God, I wish I could keep that photo. So,
wow. Yeah. I hope you can find that teacher. I'm sure.
He's out there somewhere. He really showed me a lot too. And it's crazy because reflecting, it's like you never realize who's really around your corner, who's the one that's teaching you, you know, life skills, all that stuff. And he was actually teaching me a lot of pretty advanced skills for, you know, being young, and that I carried on, you know, later on. So yeah, shout out to him wherever he is.
Now post 6-year-old Bridget and, you know, college and all those years, I personally know, you know, you have a fairly new Instagram account. Mm-hmm. And you share in the bio in Spanglish, right? You say, haz todo con amor. In mm-hmm. English, do everything with love. Mm-hmm. Who or what inspired you to embark on this journey to have your own type of business as an artist? Or do you see it as a business or not? I don't know.
You know, I didn't until... All credit to my husband, honestly. And it's funny because sometimes I get very emotional about it because... He's just like my biggest supporter, and it's crazy because like sometimes I don't believe in myself as much as he believes in me, and sometimes I wish I could see myself the way he sees me. And so when he got the idea where he's like, no, you need to do this, like you need a business account, and so it started off as Little B because he calls me B, and so we're like, oh yeah, we'll do like a little, you know, like a little Buzz B and all that. But then literally we're like up like at 3 a.m. and I was like, no, babe, I kind of want to rebrand it to like something that's more like feels like me, you know, and my name is in it. And so one thing that I have learned from him is that he does literally everything that he does with love. Like no matter what it is, he puts all his love into his, you know, his family, the job that he does. And so like sometimes I see him and I'm like, babe, how do you do this? Like it's like he's a robot sometimes. He wakes up and he's so like ready to take the day. And I'm like, I need about like 30 minutes before I'm even out of the bed. And so yeah, and then I was like, you know what? He's like, baby, you just gotta do everything with love, you know? And I was just like, I like that, you know. I was like, I can see how, you know, that would make somebody happier just to do everything with love. And so that's where Bridget Con Amor came to be. And so now everything that to this point in my life that has made me happy has been done with love. And so, and then I go back and reflect on the years before where I wasn't happy, and I was like, it's because there wasn't love present, and it wasn't, you know, it wasn't for me. So yeah. Wow. That is the
powerful.
That is the inspiration.
Has the pandemic altered or made some type of significant impact in your work?
Yes, but in a positive way. Because obviously I know that right now I kind of sit in a certain amount of privilege where it's like, okay, I can work from home. My job allows that. Where, you know, my sisters, they're frontline workers. And so it would break my heart every day seeing them go out there. And then my other sister, she was pregnant at the time. So, you know, completely isolating herself, taking the extra precautions. And so I see how it was affecting other people. And it almost turned into like this, like, level of guilt where I was like, wow, like I have all this privilege, like, so what am I gonna do about it, you know? And so that's when I started telling my husband, I was like, I kind of want to start painting again, like I want to do more things, you know. And literally one day I told him, I was like, I want to do more murals. Like, cause I had done a few before for like friends. And I did one for a small Mexican restaurant, Del Sur. And so I was like, no, I want to do that again. Like, you know, that's something that would really make me feel like I'm doing something, you know, that I actually love, you know? And so in a way it did affect it positively just because I started practicing more. We had to stay at home. I had, you know, it's just me and my husband, you know, I got my biggest cheerleader saying like, yeah, that's freaking awesome. We're going to sell that, you know? And so, yeah, it was definitely learning the confidence, you know? And if I'm being really open, I even took it to like, you know, I took on therapy again. It was like therapy and doing my art. It was like, okay, I can be unstoppable after this, you know? Yeah. So, yeah. So yes, yeah, it's great. Definitely affected.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Yeah. The pandemic definitely slowed things down and like you said, it changed our life in many type of ways, but it's great that you were able to see, you know, the light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah. Right? And I'm still looking for it. You know, I'm still seeing it, you know, we're not all the way out, but yes.
But you should have like a, you know,
okay, something, you know,
accomplished, yeah. Which is commendable with the times mm-hmm. that we're in. You've spoken a little bit about the art that you have created. Have you noticed some themes your art has embodied?
As I was kind of rebranding my Instagram, if you will, it was funny because I was asking my husband, I was like, what's my brand? He's like, well, you're you're colorful. And I was just like, okay, that's one thing that I feel like it is. Like, my theme is very colorful. I love glitter and like, I love bright pictures, you know? So I guess the theme that I started picking up along the way is I realized it's a very Mexican oriented, if you will. So a lot of like the designs were inspired by, you know, different guayaberas that I've seen, or, you know, just different little designs that I've seen that I've incorporated into my painting. So I would definitely say colorful, glitter, Mexican art is me in a nutshell there. So yes, I don't know how to take that yet.
No, that's beautiful, right? Because like you've shared of your Mexican roots, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're Absolutely. Able to express that in your art and your passion of art and put those two together. Mm-hmm. We kind of hinted this at the beginning when we started, but we'll talk about it now. But not that long ago, you were featured in two local Dallas news stations, one in English, one in Spanish.
Was I? No, I'm just kidding.
Do you mind sharing with us about the mural that was highlighted in the news and your experience with that project?
Man, okay, that project has been a pretty big project that took up most of the summer, really, because only now am I officially done. So when it first started, they definitely wanted, you know, Day of the Dead type, you know, Mexican art, the fiesta, all that. And I was like, that's my specialty. Like, I love painting stuff like that. So I was very excited. And it was funny because it was just kind of my husband, again, being at the right place, right time. He overheard Elvi de la Fuente saying that she needed a muralist to do it on her new business. He's like, oh, my wife's an artist. And she's like, oh, okay. Like, tell her to send me her work and tell her to, like, come talk to me. And I was like, okay. And so he came home that day. He's like, baby, you're going to do a mural. And I was like, where? He's like, Bishop Arts. And I was just like, when? I was like, what are you talking about? You know? I was like, and it was crazy. And so he told me a little bit of what she wanted. So when I met with her, she was like, I want dancers here, colors here, all that stuff. And so I did like a quick mock-up, like kind of in front of her. But then I told her, I was like, well, let me take it to my husband so he can Photoshop it, make it look like it's on the wall. And so we showed her, you know, essentially what we could do. And she's like, okay, let's do it. And so not a lot of people know this, but the first time around, I actually had to start over because we only did it on part of the wall. So again, it was a level of patience being like tested. And then I was kind of crushed because I was like, no, what if they hate it? And then, you know, again, picking myself back up. So I guess from that mural, it caught the attention of a lot of people because it's like, I don't feel like a lot of people see, you know, Mexican or even Latin culture being represented in that way. So whenever the Telemundo came around, it was actually because a fellow Facebooker had put a picture of me and just painting. They put it on the Oak Cliff neighborhood Facebook page. I don't know if you're a part of that. Mm. So somebody, he put it up there, and then people just started commenting like, oh, this is beautiful. And trust me, I cried. And I was like, oh my God, people love it. You know? And so it got all these likes. And then one of the Telemundo reporters, he actually commented and was like, I need her information. I would like to interview her. And I was just like, oh my God, like, is it really happening? And so, yeah, we arranged it and, you know, we did the interview and it was, you know, the first time I had ever been interviewed on TV like that. My parents, everybody, they were all watching. Like, we were all like on standby on Telemundo, you know? So that whole experience was really beautiful and just so heartwarming. And it's just like, wow, like, after all the, you know, the triumphs and, you know, the trials and, you know, all that stuff, like, it's finally here and people can see it. So the experience overall was just amazing. Like, it was so amazing.
Yeah. Just seeing your progress online on social media and people will stop by and take pictures.
Yes.
Really hype you up and encourage you. Because like you said, it was not overnight. But also too, so, you know, that it takes a lot of time. And do you do art as full time or do you balance other things as well?
So currently, again, I work for a tech company. They're based out of Australia. And so, again, with the pandemic, I used to travel a lot with that company. So a lot of the times it was, you know, different conventions, things like that. And so it was like some in Florida, some in California. And so when the pandemic hit, things slowed down, no travel. So it was definitely just staying at home. So I still balance that while still trying to complete other deadlines. And so I told my husband, I feel like I'm getting pulled in every direction, but for right now, I'm staying afloat, you know. The dream is to be a full-time, you know, muralist, a full-time artist, you know, who knows, like, how long that'll, you know, be. But for now, I'm really grateful that I do love my job. I do love my tech job still, you know. It's just a matter of balancing right now. Yeah, I was like, and I don't have kids right now, so I have a rabbit, and, you know, she doesn't take up too much of my time. So, you know, it's like, it's just me, my husband, and my rabbit, and so, you know, we got it, you know.
Yeah, I think, you know, that's the story of a lot of people's lives, just finding balance with
all
the demands we have. The other question I want to ask you, too, is where do you see yourself 5 years from now?
I'll be 30. Oh, my God, I'll be 30? Like 31, maybe? You know, it's crazy. And I guess I don't really think about it too much because, like, the present is so, you know, it's just so real right now, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I can't believe this is my life right now. Where yeah. I get to do murals and, you know, people are like, yes, I like it here. I'm going to buy this. And so 5 years from now, I definitely see myself doing more of that. I want to see 5 more murals of mine in, you know, Bishop Arts. I want to see them everywhere. You know, I definitely want it to be something that, like, people recognize, like, if they see it, they're like, oh yeah, Bridget did this, or, you know, so it's definitely, it's going to be a long way until we get there, but I definitely see that. But I do see myself being a muralist. I definitely see myself opening up my own kind of online shop where you can buy my canvases. I just need to learn how all that stuff works, you know. My husband's very quick to, like, say, I'll make you a website right now. I'm like, wait, I'm not there yet, you know. So I definitely want to be ready enough to mass produce and to be able to produce these big, amazing murals within a matter of time where I'm not kind of gauging, you know, it's not taking like 3 months or, you know, 2 months. Or, yeah, I just kind of know a little bit of my rhythm. So definitely that's where I see myself.
With the time, you know, you of the pandemic, I feel like you've accomplished a lot, to be honest.
Thank you. I needed to hear that.
You really have.
Thank you.
I've seen the art you've produced for others and also for myself. Yeah. You do have a lot of wonderful things. Your art is just amazing. And
Thank you.
I find a lot of peace. And, you know, to see having an art piece of yours, it's beautiful. And
it's going to be worth a lot. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, right. And obviously, like you shared, you know, you're still learning and you're still figuring things out. And similarly for other artists out there just starting out, or maybe they're younger, maybe they're sick, you know, maybe they're 6 years old or in high school and college, right? What piece of advice would you share with them as they just start out in their journey as an artist?
Don't compare yourself. Just don't do it, because it was so crushing for me when I first, like, actually started, where I'm like, but, you know, this person does this and I'm nothing like this. And, you know, and in life in general, not even just as an artist, just in life, like, just because this person's at a different, you know, chapter of their life doesn't mean yours is not, you know, as comparable. because I struggled with that a lot still to this day, honestly. And so, yeah, that's my piece of advice. Don't compare yourself and just keep going. Like, please keep going. If you love it, keep going.
Yeah, that's so important, right? It's so important because you just don't know what other battles someone is dealing
exactly.
with.
Exactly. Because I look at the mural that I finished today. I look at it and I'm like, yes, it's, you know, a fiesta, it's Day of the Dead, you know, inspired, but I see so much more where I'm like, oh, you know, this is the anxiety attack I overcame here. And, you know, this is the sleepless night over here, you know, where I see it. I'm like, and this is a project I had my husband, you know, support me throughout the whole thing. Like, I feel like it just represents so much more in that sense, you know? And so it's actually for, you know, like I mentioned, the De La Fuentes, it's actually their family members that are featured on there. You know, I'm just so happy that I can give that to a family, you know? Yes. And so, you know, it's just something that I'm just, you know, it makes my heart warm, you know, so definitely.
that's beautiful. And that's a piece of advice that you don't even have to be an artist anymore, right? Just don't compare yourself and be patient.
And like do said, it with love and just be patient and just keep going.
Yeah, that perseverance could go a long way, and I feel like you're gonna do a lot of great things. I'm already seeing it. I'm just excited. Okay. It's a huge inspiration. I honestly think the mural you created and you just finished is a landmark at this point. It really is to the community.
I'm gonna cry now.
I know, that's nipples. As I shared, you do have an Instagram account. Do you mind sharing with folks where they could follow your work online?
Absolutely. So for now, I do in a future sense want to have my own website, but for now it's just an Instagram account. It's my first name and Con Amor, so Bridget Con Amor. Follow my random little journey. So
again, Bridget, thank you so much for your time. I had
no thank you
having, you know, having this conversation and being real and just talking about your passions and how, you know, you're able to combine that with your talents and your identity and your culture. It's just beautiful. And I encourage anyone listening right now to go ahead and check it out. We'll make sure we link the address on there so you can see the beautiful mural. And I guess they could tag you, right?
Please. We're actually going to incorporate a hashtag, Let's Fiesta Bishop Arts. So the store that it's for, it's going to be called Let's Fiesta. You're going to find a lot of cool Mexican, different attires, guayaberas, huaraches, earrings, the headpieces. It's all there, the bags, everything. Oh, I'm so excited for them to open. So once they do, you can actually hashtag Let's Fiesta Bishop Arts. So yeah. And then it'll be my little Instagram handle at the corner.
Bridget, again, we're really thankful of your time. And like I said, just very eager and excited to see all the great things you will do.
This episode was hosted by Jennifer Angel. Original music by Veronica Valera was a co-composer and vocals. Andrew Jackson played trumpet and was the sound editor. Autumn Graves was the composer, played guitar, and was lead vocals. If you like the podcast, please share with your friends, family, Delotero, everybody. Only you can prevent your history from being forgotten. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Damal Official and like us on Facebook. Leave a review and stay safe out there. Hasta pronto.
Pueden intentar robar mi casa, mi cultura y la bajada. Pero